It is time for our monthly catch-up with the National Federation of the Blind in the United States. Each month we speak with their PR director, Chris Danielson. We look at some of the big stories and news affecting blind and partially sighted people in the States. And today we'll be finding out all about their annual convention. Chris, thank you for joining us.
Thanks again for having us, Alan. Always a pleasure.
So you've just returned from this year's NFB convention. How did it go?
It was a spectacular convention. Each year we try to have an even better convention than the year before that, and I think this year we succeeded. We were very pleased to welcome two members of Congress to the convention this year. That's a recent record. We've got a lot of legislative issues on the table, obviously, in the United States, so it was very good to have two members of Congress, and not that it matters, but from both political parties. So we had bipartisan representation here at the convention. I should say both major political parties, because there are, of course, other political parties in the United States. We also had a member of President Trump's cabinet attend the convention this year and speak to us briefly, which was a really big thing for us. We had the Secretary of Labor, who is responsible for enforcing and proposing employment policy here in the United States, and he did attend our convention and speak to us about improving opportunities for employment for people who are blind and people who have disabilities in the United States. We also had terrific representation from a lot of the major technology companies, including having Microsoft's Chief of Accessibility, Jenny Lafleury, speaking to us. We also had significant presentations from newer technology players, including IRA, which is an entity that's providing guidance and assistance with various tasks to blind people through smart glasses, Google Glass, and presentations from some of the big assistive technology developers such as VFO and Humanware. So definitely keeping up with technology. One of the things that happened during Convention 2 was that Microsoft launched its Seeing AI app, which is a new app that uses artificial intelligence to tell blind people about their environment. We also continue, of course, to develop KNFB Reader, and we had a sale for the Windows 10 version of KNFB Reader. So we had a lot going on.
It definitely sounds it, Chris. You've been needing a break after all of that.
We don't get much of a break. We're charging into our Youth Slam next week. So you and I have talked about the Youth Slam on RNIB Connect Radio, and we've got that coming up next week. So we get a little bit of a breather. We had a day off after the big convention, and now we're all back to work getting ready for the Youth Slam.
Fantastic. So every year, Chris, you know, the convention just seems to attract more and more people, whether it's to the technology area or whether it's people coming to talk at the convention as well. Are the numbers of members attending going up as well? Because I know it's always a huge event. You have people coming from far and wide.
Over 2,500 people registered for the convention. And of course, there's a lot of people who show up for parts of the convention who aren't necessarily registered but attend all or part of the convention. So we definitely had that participation as well. So always a big event, and we were very pleased with the turnout. Folks from all over the country coming to Orlando, Florida to attend the convention of the National Federation of the Blind. Now, next year, 2018, will be our last convention in Orlando for a while, and we will be looking to have our convention, we have been told, somewhere west of the Mississippi in 2019. So try to move out west a little bit and make it a little bit easier for members who live in those parts of the country to attend.
It'll have to be somewhere large then, Chris, because you know you do have masses of people who come to this. You know, you pretty much take over kind of hotel complexes when this is on.
Absolutely. We have a huge presence, of course, and one of our challenges is always finding a hotel complex or a convention complex that can accommodate all of us. We like to keep everything in a single complex, obviously, or into complexes that are connected for the convenience of our members and guests, so that there's not a whole lot of running around the city involved. And so we'll be looking for a venue that can accommodate between 2,500 and 3,000 people and that can accommodate all of the meetings we have. The convention is a week-long event. Before we have the plenary sessions, which is what I've mainly been talking about, we also have 3 days of meetings of our various divisions of the National Federation of the Blind, like our National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, our Blind Parents Division, our National Federation of the Blind and Computer Science, blind lawyers, blind office professionals, braille users, all kinds of different groups that get together at convention and have various meetings and activities. And so it's a really big event. It takes a week so that we can have all these supplemental meetings. So it's a big event. It's an exciting event. We urge blind people from all over the world to come to the convention if they can, certainly from all over the United States. And we always have a certain number of international guests. Of course, we were pleased to have remarks from Dr. Frederick Schroeder, who is the current president of the World Blind Union, at this convention. And we are always pleased to see people from all over the world at the event.
Now, I know one of the highlights of the week, Chris, is the president's speech as well. Were there any particular topics being highlighted this year?
Absolutely. We are obviously, as an organization, as all blindness organizations are, concerned with the continued changes and development of technology. And so our president, Mark Riccobono, gave a banquet address this year that talked about what our attitude should be toward technology and how we should proceed in a world where technology is changing so rapidly that, in terms of accessibility and in terms of making sure that we have equal access to technology, the blind are really having to sort of struggle to keep up and to make sure that we maintain that access. So that address is actually on our website at nfb.org. You can go to the website and it's on the homepage. There's a link to the address that Mark Riccobono gave at our banquet this year, and it's very thought-provoking. It talks about how we as blind consumers engage with technology companies and how we use technology and how we influence the development of technology in a direction that is useful to blind people.
A packed program then for the convention there, Chris. We're almost out of time, unfortunately, once again. So we've heard the web address, but are there other ways people can get in touch to get more info from the NFB?
You can find us on Facebook. You can just search for National Federation of the Blind and you'll find us. We're on Twitter. The handle is NFB_voice. That's also our Instagram handle. And we are also on YouTube. We have a channel called Nations Blind. And we can also be reached by email if you have any questions about anything that we're doing. The email address is simply nfb@nfb.org. And all of those methods to get in touch with us are on our homepage as well, www.nfb.org. And we will be posting over the next several weeks audio of the various convention sessions so that people who were not able to be there can be there. We do always stream the convention live, and then we also archive the convention audio, so people will be able to have access to that in the coming weeks.
Chris, pleasure speaking with you as always. We'll catch up with you again next month. But in the meantime, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again for having us. It's always a pleasure, sir.